Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries, and we're talking still on our subject about how to walk in divine health and how angels can have a great bearing on this. If you don't learn about your angels and how to walk in obedience to God's Word and confess God's Word, it will be virtually impossible for you to walk in divine health as a Christian. Because there's an enemy out there, which is the devil, which will put sickness and disease upon you. And if you don't confess God's Word and you don't walk holy in obedience to His Word, I can assure you that these beings, these invisible beings that we can't see, these angels will, evil angels will put sickness and disease upon you. And throughout the Scripture, we will find these things. Now, we're talking about some of the things that angels do and how they work and intermingle with human beings on the earth. And we're seeing some of the things they do. So let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you and thank you and worship you for your word, which tells us all about you, all about your angels, or at least everything we need to know, so that we will be able to walk on this earth. We will have enough knowledge to know what you're doing and how you're doing it. And you didn't hide anything from us. You put it all in your word, and you mean exactly what you say. So, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, in Jesus' name, for revealing these great and wonderful things to us. Now, Lord, as we study and talk about your word today, increase our knowledge and our wisdom from your word so that we can be better children and we can obey your word. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to start today in Matthew chapter 13, verse 41, to show you a little bit about some of the things that angels will do. And it says, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend. Now, everything that's not of God, not godly children, he's going to gather them out. And them which do iniquity or evil, and then those angels, they shall cast these people that they have harvested out of the world into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Well, like I said, you don't want to be one of those people. You want to be a believer in Jesus. Now then, when does these things happen? Well, it happens when you die. When you die, the angels come to you. Now, of course, at the end of the age, he will also do the same thing. But right now, when people die, the evil angels will come and they will gather you and cast you into this fiery furnace where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. I have known of people that have seen these beasts come to get them, and they were in screaming agony as they saw these evil, wicked things, which they didn't understand, that are coming to get them. They were in fear. Can't you see those wicked things? They're coming to get me. And the person would die. So you know that in that death, their spiritual eyes were open just before they died, and they got to see these terrible beings come to get them. And you know where they were taking them, because the Scripture says that these angels will come and they will collect these people that offend and that do iniquity, that are not believers in Jesus, and they will cast them into a furnace of fire, and there should be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Wow. You don't want to be one of those. The salvation price has been paid and it's free. So whatever you do, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And then angels will minister to those of us that are saints of God. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're a saint. And it says, we get a picture of this in Daniel chapter 6, verse 22. It says, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. In other words, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. But his confession was, I know the Lord will send his angel and shut those lions' mouths so they can't touch me, because I've not been disobedient to his word. I have obeyed his word. And so whenever the king came to get him out, and he says, Daniel, you're still alive. Yes, he says, my God has sent his angel, and he has shut the lions' mouths that they have not hurt me. Now, angels can minister to you. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no wrong or no hurt. Now see, here is a perfect example right here of the reason God sent his angel and closed the mouth of the lions, because Daniel had not sinned. He was walking holy in obedience to God's word. So he was an obedient child. So God sent his angels to protect him or to minister to him. And he will do the same thing for you if you'll be obedient to serve him. In Matthew 4:11, it says, and again, talking about ministering to us, in Matthew 4:11, then the devil left him, or Jesus, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him, or strengthened him. The angels met Jesus' need. But they did for Daniel too. But they will do it for you also. God is no respecter of persons. He will do this for anyone. Now then, God's angels win at everything they do. Let's look and see what Daniel chapter 10. Now, this is going to be out of the New Living Translation or the Living Bible. Daniel 10:13. But for 21 days, the mighty evil spirit who overrules the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. In other words, there was war in the heavenlies. There was good angels and bad angels again at war. So when we think about this war that's going on, it says, then Michael, one of the top officials or officers of the heavenly army, he came to help me so that I was able to break through those spirit rulers of Persia. Now, here's an angel that when Daniel had prayed, he had asked the Lord to send forth information for him so he would know what was going to happen to the nation of Israel. Well, God immediately heard his prayer, and he dispatched this wonderful angel to come bring him the answer. But this evil angel over Persia didn't want the answer to get through. So he fought against this man or this angel. And for 21 days, the battle raged. Now, Daniel continued to worship and praise God and thank him for the answer. And so the Lord, after he saw his first angel was not having any luck in getting through, he sent one of his big boys, one of the officers, the Michael, the warring angel. And he came down, and it says that he fought, and then they were able to get through. And then in Daniel, that was in Daniel 10:13, and then in Daniel 12:1 says, at that time, Michael, the mighty angelic prince who stands guard over your nation. So there's a mighty angel called Michael. He will stand up and fight for you in heaven against satanic forces. And there will be a time of anguish for the Jews greater than any previous suffering in Jewish history. And yet every one of your people whose names are written in the book will endure it. Because if your name's written in the book of life, you don't have to sweat it. You're going to be able to endure it and make it through, because God will send these mighty beings like this mighty angelic prince. I mean, he is a mighty being. But God's got some big boys up there. They can take care of us. Then angels can strengthen you in trials. Let's look at Matthew 4:11. It said, then the devil left him, or after the devil had come and put Jesus to the test. Of course, Jesus was a man just exactly like you and I, and he has the same kind of needs and desires that you and I have, because he was a man. But the devil had come to him and really put him to the test, and the devil realized he was not going to get through to Jesus, so the devil left him. And now then Jesus was at the end of his 40-day fasting and praying. And it says, and behold, angels came and strengthened him or ministered unto him. So angels can strengthen you or do great and wonderful things for you. Now, Luke 22:43, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. So here is another case in Luke 22:43 that it says angels can appear and strengthen you. Now, how do these guys do this? I guess they just reach out and touch you, and power flows out of them, and they strengthen you. God can do so many things beyond our wildest dreams. We don't understand all these things, but we just know if God said he sent an angel and the angel strengthened you, then hey, he can do it. We just believe it. Now then, let's see here. Here's a case where an angel will lead a lost person to God's workers. It's amazing as we pray and ask God to do things, what he will do. But here in Acts 10:3, it says, "And this man saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming to him and saying unto him, Cornelius." This angel's talking to him too. "Cornelius, and when he looked on him, he was afraid. And he said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Your prayers and your offerings are come up for a memorial before God." Wow, here is a lost man that has been praying and he's been giving money to God's kingdom. And God's keeping a record. "What is it, Lord?" And the angel said unto him, "Your prayers and your giving are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter." Wow. Because this man had been praying and requesting of God. Obviously, he didn't understand things. So he's praying and asking God about salvation. He's inquiring about it. And he's giving money to the church. And as he is, God is seeing his giving and hearing his prayers. And so he sent an angel to tell him where to go and to send someone to Joppa to get this servant of God's, this man named Peter. And so he did. And, of course, the story of that is when he came back, the angel led him to Christ. And his whole house got saved. Now, angels direct men of God if you're serving God. And here is a case in Acts 8:26. And it says, "And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip. And he said, Arise and go toward the south. And unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is a desert." This angel is actually telling Philip what to do. And so Philip arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all of her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Now, this guy had come to Jerusalem to worship God, and now he's on the way home.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.